Welcome back to Why Is Harriet Crying with Harriet Kemsley and Sunil Patel.
Sunil Patel, I normally say that bit.
I know, but I just got in there first.
Jumping the gun. Yeah. It's been a long time. I guess you're excited about it.
Yeah, I just got too excited. Couldn't stop myself.
I don't know how long it's been, maybe 3 months.
Yeah.
But sorry about that, guys.
You didn't sound very sorry. That was a bit of a sorry.
I'm like, I look sorry. I look like a child that's been told off.
Yeah, you look like you've got your hand stuck in the biscuit jar.
Exactly. But I'm sorry, but we are back. So this episode, I think we should tell them we've got some big news coming up in it. So we're just doing this one on Zoom, unfortunately. I hope the sound quality is all right. But keep listening if you want to hear about what we're doing with the podcast going forward. Going forward. I mean, all right, we haven't done one for what, 3 months? Is it 3 months?
I think it might have been 3 months.
The number one rule in podcasting is to always be consistent.
Or as we see it, just take a break now and again.
I didn't even know we were taking a break. It slowly just, the weeks just melded into each other.
Well, the global pandemic happened and it was just hard to keep consistency because of the global pandemic.
But now we've made our peace with it and we think it's the new normal.
I hate that phrase. Don't say that phrase.
Well, the new normal.
Yeah, I hate it. I want the old normal. I don't want any new normal apart from climate change to be bad.
Okay, well then this is normal.
Yeah, just normal. It's well, not hopefully normal, though, because we're in different rooms and I'm very sweaty behind my legs. So.
Yeah. Anyway, glad to be back. I mean, we saw each other this weekend.
Yeah, we did. I brought you a gift.
Yeah, it's hard to know where our listeners think we are in our lives at this point, because I think it's been not much change, but I'm sure there has been. I've got a new pet cooling pad to sit on, which keeps me cool, which Harriet got me at the weekend. It worked, like, as soon when you got it for me, it was cool to the touch and it was a hot day and I sat on it and it was cool and it was nice, and then it warmed up and then it hasn't cooled down since, and it's been 4 days.
What does that say about you, do you think, that you
I run unnaturally hot.
That you're, yeah, that you're hotter than a pet. You can't be cool like a pet.
I looked it up on online, and there's all these reviews from people saying, check, make sure you get the size right. And there's a picture of their massive dog sitting next to a biscuit-sized cooling.
I thought you were really annoyed about the gift, because I have to admit it was a last minute gift from a petrol station. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, so it was a classic petrol station gift. You didn't need to get me a gift.
I wanted to get you a gift and I was going to get you flowers. But the petrol station, you have to bring something. You have to.
Well, no one else brought anything, by the way.
Rude. It's rude to turn up empty handed.
Well, do you honestly expect someone like Phil Ellis to bring something to a party? Yeah. Anyway, but you also got me 4 muffins and 2 of them are still down there because the other, I haven't had any yet because I've been off sugar for a week, 2 weeks.
What? When did you go off sugar?
A couple of weeks ago.
Why?
And caffeine.
Have you got a headache?
No, I feel great.
I tried to go off sugar and I just got really dizzy.
How long for?
A few days.
Dizzy for a few days?
Yeah, I was just really dizzy. And then I thought I could just eat sugar and be fine. Have you thought about that?
No, because I'm 100% addicted to sugar.
But maybe you should just learn how to be better, how to not let sugar control you.
I'm drinking hot tea. Is that a good idea?
No.
Right. You got anyway, it's very hot.
Is there sugar in your tea?
No, it's mint tea.
I'm just trying to catch you out there.
When have I ever had sugar in my tea? Even when I'd love to.
What did you have for breakfast?
I didn't have breakfast.
You can't just not eat. That's not a way of cutting out sugar.
I'm having a Caribbean rice bowl later.
What's in that?
Chicken, rice, beans.
What have you eaten today?
I haven't had anything yet. It's now 2:52.
Sunil, you're going to get dizzy.
I'm not dizzy. I feel great.
Oh my God.
I can have a muffin.
What pudding did you have yesterday?
I didn't have a pudding yesterday. I had one on Monday.
What was your pudding you had on Monday?
Sugar. No, because I went to a restaurant. I went to one of those, like,
dine out for £10.
Out. Yeah. No, dine out, £10 off dining out. Don't
expect
it to be.
You know what I meant
be.
When I said that, yeah.
It was 30 quid each. Yeah. And
what, 30 quid?
Yeah, the bill came to 80 quid for two of us.
What? Where did you go?
Went to an Indian restaurant, like a high-end one. Not even high-end, mid-range.
What Indian restaurant?
Masala Zone.
They didn't have the code. They didn't apply the code.
They did apply the code.
It's £11 usually if you apply the code.
It's not £11 to eat at Masala Zone. One of the main courses is 15 quid anyway. £11. But Masala Zone's got codes.
What?
Masala Zone.
I don't think Masala Zone is using the code, or at least maybe you didn't ask for the code. It shouldn't have been £80.
The deal is £10 off your meal.
Yeah.
But I spent...
£50.
£40. And then got a tenner off, so I paid 30.
What did you eat?
Like, main course, sides, dessert.
Did you drink?
2 mango lassi.
That's what it is. For God's sakes, Neil! Do you not think there's sugar in a lassi?
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm off sugar at home.
No, you're not off sugar. You're not off sugar. I got you. I knew I'd get you and I got you. Just when you relaxed, I got you. Don't tell me you're off sugar when you're not off sugar.
I'm off sugar except for when I'm eating out or boozing, which I'm not.
So all the time?
No.
So when you're not sat in your room drinking mint tea, then you're, you're allowed sugar.
No sugar in this house for me. Thank you.
What's that next to you on the windowsill?
That is coffee creamer.
What? Look at the ingredients on it.
Oh yeah, but I don't have that. I bought that like at the beginning of lockdown because I thought I'll splash out, see what coffee creamer is like because I never heard of it. Like, don't know what it does. Then I had it and it was like, no, this is all right.
I really regretted giving you the pet cooling mat.
It wouldn't have done you any good to keep it.
It would because I'm really hot and the back of my knees are really sweating. Also, I do have a pet and she's really hot.
But it, yeah, that's true. It would have been so good.
Then
for your cat.
I thought it was a joke and it was funny, and then there was a really hot heat wave, and then
one of those really hot heat waves. Why don't you shave the
cat or me
at the back of your legs? Yeah, shave the cat.
There's only a few hairs, so if the sweat is, it's like it will be clinging to a few hairs because I had laser. So there's only a few hairs.
I thought you'd only lasered half your body anyway.
About three quarters, not my arms.
Did you get up to?
Hands.
You got your arms done?
No, my hands are hairy. Didn't get them lasered. Have you thought about laser hair removal? I can't recommend it enough.
I don't feel self-conscious about being hairy.
That whole beard, they could get rid of that in a minute.
Can they actually laser your face so you stop growing facial hair?
Yeah.
For men? I thought it was like too thick and coarse.
It's actually easier for men because they have thicker hair. That's why it's good for me, because I have really thick hair like a man.
Not all men have thick hair. That's not a characteristic you can put on all men.
No, but generally their beard hair is thick. Generally,
no, because
it's wiry.
Think about all those men that have wispy, terrible little beards.
But if you take it off, think of how that looks so much like a pubic hair. It's very difficult to distinguish between a pubic hair and a beard hair.
You've made a very good point.
Thank you. Anyway, can you post me the Pep cooling mat, because I'm really hot.
Just to send you one on Amazon?
Yeah, because yours is broken.
Well, it's not broken. It's just I've heated it up and it's not cooled down in 4 days.
Do you think you're bigger than a Labrador?
Yes.
but on all fours. If you went on all fours like a Labrador, would you be bigger?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, because if it was a big Labrador, I don't know if you'd be bigger.
A Labrador standing up would not be my height.
You rarely see that, a Labrador standing.
But you sometimes see them like clamber up on people, like when they're happy.
Yeah. But do you think that dogs did originally walk and then they regressed to 4 feet?
Do I think that? Do I think that dogs originally walked?
Or do you think that they're going to end up walking like humans did?
No, I think they're going to be what they are now until the end.
But humans never crawled, did they?
Maybe at some point, yeah. We crawled out of the primordial soup when we were fish.
And then we ended up standing. So when are dogs going to start standing?
They're not.
How can you say that for sure?
Unless they're allowed to evolve on their own, maybe. I don't know. I don't think
exactly. This is what I'm saying.
But you're no. But the mistake
going to stand.
The mistake you're making is that you think that standing is the end goal of all animals.
It might not be the end goal. They might want to.
Maybe some dogs will end up just as a ball of fur with no limbs floating around.
Yeah.
That could be another end goal of evolution.
Yeah, so that's just a middle goal, just to stand.
Well.
Seriously, though, I really think the science checks out on that, because maybe it's just delayed.
But the reason we stand is that some of our ancestors decided to stand and it worked out for them.
Yes.
But it might not be the same for dogs.
Yeah, but if you imagine in 100 years, dogs now will be those dogs' ancestors.
100 years you think it'll take?
No, but I'm just saying, those dogs, people are ancestors. We're ancestors of people in 100 years. These dogs are ancestors of people in 100 years. So these dogs could...
What do these words mean? I don't know what you're saying. This is absolute nonsense.
An ancestor is.
I know what an ancestor is. That's someone in the past.
We are also ancestors. People 100 years ago are ancestors, and people in 100 years are ancestors.
Well, we're not ancestors yet because we don't have any progeny.
But we will be ancestors.
If we have children. You can't be an ancestor unless you've got children.
Sunil, that is very narrow-minded.
Fuck's sake. All right, I'll send you... Do you actually want a pet cooling pad?
Yeah, can you get two? Can you get one human-sized and one cat-sized?
No.
Please, Isla's really hot.
Well, I'll get her one. She deserves it more than you.
She does. She's just sat under the bed. She's really
unhappy. She can't just change her clothes. She's just full. She's just fur.
I know. Should I get her laser hair removal?
Actually, do you know what? The heat wave's end. The last day is today.
No, but there's thunder coming, but that doesn't mean it's ending.
Yeah, it does. I've checked the weather forecast. So I just think it's a waste of money right now to send you a present.
Fine, don't send it to me. Just fix the one I gave you and give it back.
I know, I'll give it back to you, yeah, fine.
Yeah, thank you. So what have you been doing?
I've got an audition tomorrow to play Man on a Toilet, surprised by an orc. So I've got to sit on it. I've got to wear work clothing. And I've got to... they want someone, an understated actor, which is very much me.
Yeah.
And then an orc bursts into the toilet.
Wait, what? Now,
an orc, or like a mythical fighting being, like a scary thing, bursts into the toilet, and I have to go, really?
I think you're going to get it.
I think I literally just read it about half an hour ago.
Is that your only line?
But no, but much of it is me acting nonchalant, or like slightly scared, but fine.
Yeah.
How about you?
Film it on the toilet.
No, I'm not gonna... What, vomit on the toilet?
No, are you gonna film it on the toilet?
Oh, right, I see. No, I have to go in for an audition, so hopefully I'll have a chair.
But you don't know, they could still use a toilet in the room.
Well, that'd be commitment. I'd respect that if they actually brought in a toilet for the audition.
I think
if
you brought in a toilet, they would think you're more committed to the role.
Is that how it works?
Yes. They say dress for the part you want, so I think you should go in with your trousers around your ankles, holding a toilet, and then put the toilet down and say, really? And then sit on the toilet.
Honestly? This again? The orc in my toilet? So that's one thing I've written down to tell you about. I thought you'd be happy with that.
I'm really happy about that. I'm really rooting for you.
Thank you.
How's
your trampoline?
What?
How's your trampoline?
It's okay. I've only actually been on it once. I spent many months during the global pandemic looking for a trampoline, and they were sold out. It was impossible to get hold of trampolines.
Well, why do you keep calling it? You keep calling it the global pandemic. Like, why do you keep giving it that title? Like, why?
What else
are
you meant to call it?
Everyone knows what's happened. You don't have to be like constantly saying the global pandemic.
What am I meant to say? Just not mention it.
Well, everyone knows things were sold out. You don't need to say because of the global pandemic. Just say it was sold out.
I bet there's somebody that doesn't know about the global pandemic. I bet there is, and I desperately want to meet
them. Yeah, it was those lads in the Big Brother house in Germany.
I know, but they know now.
Oh.
There must be somebody who's like, this is mad. Why is everyone wearing these masks? Fashion.
Do you know what? Actually, that's true. There are a lot of people in this country who don't know about it, and it's usually people who have English they don't speak English. So there's a lot of communities where they don't really they don't read all the news about it. So they're just kind of like, all right, this is weird. I'll just try and carry on with my life.
Maybe Hello? Amish people.
Yeah, kind of like the Amish, yeah. But the Amish do know about it.
I read somewhere, I think, that the Amish were taking it very seriously.
Why? What are they doing?
I can't remember.
But do you think we're not taking it seriously?
Well, I think we were, and then I think now we're just like...
It's the new normal.
Stop saying that. Anyway, I got a trampoline because I really wanted to be able to jump, because I got really into jumping for a bit. So I was trying to do exercise to cheer myself up. So I got really into jumping on the spot.
Two feet jumping.
Jump for ages. What?
How long? So just jumping up and down?
Just like, so you jump and then like a star jump and then...
Yeah.
Because I couldn't go outside. Oh, sorry, my ear's really itchy. Yeah. Because I can't go outside because of... Just, you know why.
You're allowed outside now.
Yeah, but for a while I couldn't go outside because of...
You've got a garden.
Global pandemic. What?
You've got a garden, which is unaffected by the global pandemic.
No, but that is looked upon by my brother and George next door.
Yeah.
So I can't go jumping.
You can't, but what you can do is jump in the room above his bedroom.
And I have done that, and there were a lot of complaints. I did do that, and everyone was very cross.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Jumping up and down. Who does that?
I can get through 3 Lizzo songs jumping, and I was feeling so good, and then I fucked my leg.
Oh, did you?
Popped again.
What, the ankle or the knee or what?
The calf muscle.
Popped. The calf muscle. The what? The notoriously weak link in the leg, the calf muscle.
Is it?
No, it's not. Obviously, it's not. Is it?
Then, well, mine is, because it keeps popping.
What do you mean it pops?
Sometimes I can feel it just as I'm walking. It's like, you know, have you ever seen a film where there's an alien living under a body?
Okay.
It's like under the skin.
Yeah.
That's what my calf muscle is like. I can feel it moving sometimes.
Well, it is under your skin.
Yes.
So, sorry, what's it doing? It's popping.
It popped. Yeah, so it popped, and then I couldn't walk on it.
Oh, so it strained itself. Was it painful?
It wasn't like childbirth, but like it hurt. And it's more the shock of the pop.
You haven't even given birth. So how would you?
Firstly, you don't know that. A lot has changed in the global pandemic.
True. The global pandemic, of course, could have. Yeah.
Anyway, I got a trampoline at last, but I don't feel confident jumping anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's sad when that happens, isn't it? It's like, you know, when people do like, dangerous jobs, you know, like Formula One driver, and then they have a big crash and then they just can't get back in the car.
Really?
They certainly can't push themselves as hard as they were before.
That's exactly how I feel. Like I've been in a terrible crash. I just can't trust it.
Look, the next episode we're actually all going to be together, hopefully.
You won't travel anymore though.
No, I've decided to, because we're relaunching the podcast, aren't we?
Because this is so painful. I'll give you a go on my trampoline.
I don't want to go on your trampoline.
Please. But... Sorry, that was too difficult. Sorry. No, you don't have to go on the trampoline if you don't want to. It's completely up to you. There's no pressure either way. Like, just whatever you're comfortable with. But it will be out. It will be ready.
Maybe it can be... Well, we've got to tell everyone about the new podcast, haven't we, I guess?
We do.
So... Maybe we can have videos of me jumping up and down. Well, we're relaunching the podcast very, yes. very soon. I think in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes.
The next episode we do is going to be very snazzy.
Yeah.
It's going to be very good.
Yeah.
And we're relaunching everything on the Patreon platform, which is going to be really good for everyone, because it means that we can provide you extra content, extra podcasts, and maybe some merch.
What kind of merch do you want to know?
I think maybe phone cases.
Yes. Flip phone cases.
Who has a flip phone?
Yeah, but you don't. It's hard. Not many. It's hard to find a case for a flip phone.
Okay, it's your turn to launch it now.
We are going to be providing, why is Herrick crying, pet cooling pads.
No, you've got to launch the whole, you've got to do your sales pitch for the whole thing.
Okay. Whoa, welcome to the podcast. It's so embarrassing. It's just so not us. This is the problem. I really thought we'd get to this bit and it was going to be so slick, because I thought if we're going to move to this platform, be slick.
There was no problem with that. I think the only thing that's going to really change is that we'll be making more stuff for Patreon.
I think basically what we've realized is that we want to start doing this very consistently, because we were doing it before the global pandemic. And we want to try and What? You can't deny there's been a global pandemic.
I just wish you'd stop using the word. Okay, if I stop using the words new normal, will you stop saying global pandemic?
Okay.
Fine.
So we've had to, we disappeared for a while during the world disease, and...
Everyone knows we disappeared. You don't have to say, okay, fine. We just lost track of stuff because we normally meet up to record this. So doing this remotely was such a hassle that we just stopped doing it and we forgot about it.
Well, we're very bad with technology. It wasn't so much
the hassle. Harriet is very bad with technology. You wouldn't believe how annoying it is working with Harriet Kemsley working remotely. But we're relaunching the podcast. You can have a look at our Patreon page. I think it's set up now, isn't it, Harriet?
Yes. It's my job to set it up, so
okay. And there you can help support us making this podcast.
Yeah, I think one of the things we realized is that we've been doing this for I think maybe like 3 years now. I don't actually
it's
know
four
how long. 4 years
and we've only done 60 episodes.
All we've done is made a loss from it financially, emotionally.
Harriet owes me so much money for equipment.
That is not true.
I owe you for that.
Anyway, we'll argue about this afterwards. Anyway, we really want to keep doing this and we really want to an exciting thing. But we learned that we have to make some money from it because that's what apparently people do. So what we're going to do is if you go on the page, you'll see all this stuff. But basically, for what's the amount that people get for things?
I'll just say a few of the things you can subscribe to get are basically you can have live Q&As with both of us and Elliot. We're roping Elliot into this as well. We'll do a special Patreon only episodes every month as well with just us two. We'll have our normal episodes with guests going out as usual. Or you can just help support us. Just chuck us a few quid to support us and we'll say thank you. And I think that's about it. I mean, there's probably other stuff we'll come up with. Or if you've got any ideas as to what you think we can provide or what you'd like to see us do, then let us know.
Am I allowed to say about the special? We're going to add different levels as we go.
Yeah.
Can I say what my special one is?
Yeah, but this isn't set in stone. Like, you can't just set up a level to make me do something.
What about the one where you clean people's houses?
Right, so apparently there's going to be a level...
less than a regular cleaner.
But that's absurd. You can't
so you get a real
charge...
deal, you get the podcast and you get a clean house. For cheaper than
You get the extra you get the extra episodes that we've worked hard on. Plus you also get me cleaning your house for less than the cost of a cleaner. Every month.
Fortnightly.
Oh, fortnightly. Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course you do need to clean regularly. Otherwise you need to deep clean.
I've got a really good Christmas option that I want to include. The thing is, we need people to donate because otherwise, if no one's become a regular Patreon, then there's no point opening up the higher levels. So we have to put in the lower levels so that we can open up the other ones. We want to start doing these Q&As, but we need to get a certain amount of people. I think we were saying hopefully 50. Do you call them Patreons or patrons?
I think you just call them patrons.
Patrons.
But I think everything's up for grabs, really, depending on what our patrons actually want or what the listeners actually want. Because if you have any suggestions or anything, please do let us know. And what's our email? Have we still got that?
I check it all the time. It doesn't get much mail, but it does.
Oh, we've got a new website.
Yeah, Sunil started a website. So, I mean, it's all going on.
You can actually email the website.
I've got an email address. Speaking at the same time as me.
This is why we need to be in the same room.
Yeah.
Go on then, say your thing.
No, I forgot what I was saying. We really want to, we just really want to do this. We love doing the podcast, but everyone has been like, you are not doing this in a professional manner. So even though the podcast will remain the same, we have to try and make it more professional. Otherwise, we are professionals and then we probably will have to do other things that are more professional.
Of course, the first person who told us we weren't doing any this in a professional manner was Patreon themselves when they got in touch with us and said, do you want to start doing this properly? And we said yes.
Elliot has his head in his hands.
Why has Elliot got his fucking head in his hands? Elliot, get your head out of your hands. Unmute yourself.
You're making him drink again. He's drinking whiskey straight from the bottle. That's not even an exaggeration.
Admin @whyisharrietcrying.com.
No, it's why is Harriet crying at outlook.com.
Yeah, but you can use the admin one because I set that up as well.
I don't want to use that one. This one comes directly to my phone. Why is Harriet crying at outlook.com?
It reminds more professional. It's admin.
Okay, so if you want to email me, email why is Harriet crying at outlook.com.
If you want to email me, email admin at whyisharrietcrying.com.
But why are you pretending there's an admin? It's just you. You could just call it Sunil.
It was the default one, wasn't it?
You didn't even try and personalize it.
I really don't know how to make this website. It's taken me so many man hours. You can look at it now.
Oh, man hours.
Or
what about woman hours?
Non-binary hours.
What?
I don't know.
Anyway, we really want to build it up. We're very excited about going forward. Very excited to keep doing it. And also, I really want to build a level in where we can support Pizza Express. So please do become a regular Patreon. What is the Patreon address?
It's patreon.com/ why is Harriet crying.
Great. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, I'm assuming it's that. It's not. It is that. Yeah.
Do you want to, or you could just Google why is Harriet crying? So of course, if you don't have money, do not worry. You can still listen to the podcast. You'll be able to hear it.
Still get the same number of episodes. We're just providing extra on top of that for
extra
anyone who
content.
Wants
to. So it's literally going to be like the price of a coffee for like the lower things, depending where you get your coffee. Some coffees are very expensive, and it will be cheaper than those coffees.
What coffees are expensive?
A large one from Starbucks, or like very expensive,
a nut milk based one or something.
Yes, you have to add 50p or something.
Filter coffees. Go.
Yeah, so I think that's everything we had to say. We're very excited about it. I've said that a few times now. Oh my god, I'm just trying to think. We should have written down what we had to say.
So,
do you want to hear a sad story?
Yeah, I do actually. It's been a long time.
How are you feeling emotionally right now, apart from depressed?
I feel really good, but my throat hurts. It's just like I'm using my neck muscles. No, I'm using my neck muscles to talk rather than my...
You've got the world disease.
Go on, tell me the sad story.
Okay.
Emotionally,
husband discovers wife's affair after spotting her in the act on Google Maps.
That is sad.
A husband who recognised his wife as she got cozy with another man on a bench on Google Maps discovered she was having an affair after he confronted her over the image.
Okay.
The man recognised his wife from her clothing. What about her face? Surely that would be the first thing you'd recognise.
They usually blur them out, don't they, for Google?
What?
They usually blur them out.
When Google Maps launched back in 2005, it made the world a far smaller place. That's not true at all. It did not change the size of the world. The tool allows users to visit almost any location on Earth at ground level, although we almost invariably end up heading straight to our own home. Where's the best place you've been on Google Maps?
What are you doing here? What are you reading?
The story, the sad story.
What publication?
The New York Times.
It's not the New York Times.
The Economist.
Liar.
It
Tell
also
me what...
captures images of people going about their daily lives, resulting in some hilarious photo fails and a few suspicious scenes.
Sounds like The Economist to me. sounds pretty much like a very serious heavyweight publication to me. Please tell me what website this is from.
But one man was left heartbroken when the Street View tool captured his wife with another man and exposed
They've already
her
told
affair.
Me this. Why are they just saying that again in the same story? You've said it twice now.
The images went viral on
Facebook.
Don't just
ignore my questions. Don't just look at me, ignore it, and then move on.
Well, I don't know the answer. You need to contact Luke Matthews.
Why don't you just admit this is a bad... You haven't chosen a good sad story.
It is sad. A marriage was ruined. The images went viral on Facebook.
I say it's good news because he's got away from her now.
Yes. But what if she was just comforting this man?
Yeah, what position did the Google...
So this is the image. So... It shows a row of benches on a pedestrianised path in Lima, the capital city of Peru. That sounds like The Economist to me.
But what were they doing there? What were they doing on the bench?
The lady is sitting on the bench. She is wearing jeans and boots and a top and a cardigan. But there is a man with his head in her lap.
What's
facing
he doing?
Upwards, not facing downwards.
All right, yeah. Okay, so he's just lying
in
her.
Looking up.
Oh, okay. So they're basically just like in a sort of very intimate pose, but not nothing
sexual. You
could
see it as that. Or this woman has sat down and a man has lain in her lap.
Mm. That's her defence, is
side.
It?
That was her defence. It says later admitted the affair.
Yeah, there you go. So,
sat on one of the benches is a woman wearing a black top and white shirt, not a cardigan, with a man in a white jumper laid with his head in her lap.
Oh, okay, I think one of the new things we'll do for Patreon is that I will read you some sad stories and actually make you cry.
Do you feel sad about this, though?
No, I think it's absurd. I think you're an idiot.
He stumbled across it back in 2013.
Nothing to say to that,
have you? Familiar outfit as he explored the streets.
Yeah.
The husband reportedly confronted
his
wife.
You don't have to keep reading it out, though. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to. Like, we know what happened. You haven't read this yet already. This is always the first time that you've read it as well.
It's just very unfortunate that the Google car drove down the road at the exact moment she took a fall while digging around in a wheelie bin.
What? Wait. That's another one. This is just, you're basically looking at one of those list articles of Google Street View fails.
Have you ever fallen in a wheelie bin?
No, but I was talking to my friend Chris, as you know, Chris Gow.
Yes.
And he fell in the gap between the train and the platform once.
Oh my God, this is my worst nightmare. What happened?
Yeah, he was getting off the train after a long month of doing shows in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Festival. Got off the train at King's Cross. Wasn't looking, he was on his phone. Fell between the gap up to his shoulders.
Oh my God. So wait, I can't. This is too much.
And he said a lady helped him, but everyone was laughing a lot.
They were laughing. He could have been crushed by a train.
No, it stopped. It stopped. It wasn't going anywhere. It was the last stop.
But wait, so he fell. So his feet fell down, but then
his whole body
fell.
No, his whole body fell. And so
his whole body fell. But then what stopped him?
The ground.
Oh, so his feet were on the ground.
His feet were on the ground and his head was at like step level of the train.
It's just as all these improvisers get off the train.
Yeah, so that's... how did we get onto that?
I'm talking about people
falling into wheelie bins. What have I fallen into?
I fell down a hole, remember? That was very bad.
Yeah, you fell down a hole on holiday.
I could still be there.
Well, do let us know.
Well, when the snow thawed, then I would have been rescued.
Do let us know if you've fallen into anything.
Please, that's my favourite story is people falling into things.
admin@whyisharry@crying.com.
What? Imagine if you fell into a cake. That would be a good fall.
Imagine if you burst out of a cake.
That could be one of our levels on the Patreon page.
What, you bursting out of a cake?
Burst out of a cake. $1,000.
Yeah, but what's the most boring cake?
Sponge cake.
Yeah, out of a sponge cake.
No, but there has to be a hole in it. Although they can't cook me into the cake. They're fake cakes.
Oh, are they?
Well, how am I?
Yes, I know.
I have to wait there while they cook a cake around me.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll die.
Yeah, especially if it was like a meat cake.
What is that?
I don't know, like a pork pie.
Oh, that's my worst nightmare.
It's not, though, is it?
It is.
Your worst nightmare.
If there were snakes in there as well.
Your worst nightmare is being baked into a pork pie with snakes around you.
Absolutely. Oh, would you love... You'd love that, would you?
It's just so niche that is your worst nightmare. It's just such
a niche
nightmare.
Well, you don't know what your worst nightmare is until it happens.
I think what my greatest phobia is claustrophobia, I think.
Then you wouldn't like being stuck in a pork pie, would you?
I wouldn't like being stuck in like an air vent.
What if you were stuck in a pile of sugar? And the only way out is to eat your way out, but you don't eat sugars, so you can't.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're deep inside a pile of something, you don't know which way is up.
No, what you have to do is you have to spit. I read this. No, I
oh,
saw this.
Oh, yeah.
And then the spit dribbles. And then if it would dribble down your... No, it would dribble down towards the center of the earth.
Yeah, gravity. I know.
Because of gravity.
Everything goes to the center of the earth.
Everything goes towards the center of the earth, including spit.
Including spit, is it?
So really... If that was worth somebody becoming a patron, this kind of good advice If you ever find yourself trapped in some sugar, what you'll get for being a Patreon.
We'll get the... So coming up in the next episodes as we relaunch the podcast, we'll have videos back up and running, hopefully, so you can see the absolutely absurd...
We're going to be in the same place.
Our facial expressions at this point. Exciting. I mean, I guess it's just that I always feel like we can't ramble on in these like online ones because there's always a time limit and stuff. So
I think the time limit's in your head.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up. It's been a lot of fun. I'm going to work on finish off this website, which is whyisharrietcrying.com. Go there and you can subscribe to all our stuff on there, all social media, all links and stuff are there, and you can contact us on there as well and listen to old episodes.
But more importantly, when this comes out, the Patreon page will be live.
Patreon page
will
be live.
You can become one of our first Patreons.
That's patreon.com/ Why is Harriet Crying? Or there's a link on our page, or we'll tweet it out.
And please help us spread the word so that we can get lots of Patreons. I just like saying that word.
We'll be back. Thank you for if you've been listening to us all this time. And we're like, sorry, we've been away and maybe a bit lax. Thanks for tweeting us as well and telling us when's the next episode. It really does make us think that people do listen to it, I think, which is quite nice. And thanks for your emails and stuff in the past. I think like we've been reluctant to like read out people's emails and tweets on the podcast because we don't know how much you want to hear about yourselves. But let us know what you like, what you don't like about it, and we'll get on with making more of these.
Snail, that was so sweet.
Thank you.
That was really sincere and lovely.
Yeah, well, good.
Do you feel emotional?
No. You do. I can see Elliot's crying in his Zoom window.
He's drunk. He drank all the whiskey because of what you did to him.
Dreadful old drunk. Should sack him, really.
Okay, thank you so much, guys. We can't wait to see you on our Patreon page, and we'll be back with proper episodes in September.
Bye.
Bye.